Webster was a man with a mission. America had won her war for independence and now stood proudly among the nations of the world. But to Noah Webster, his beloved country existed under a big handicap, her borrowed educational system. Her textbooks came from England, and that meant that everything, history, geography, even the attitudes of the people, were under British influence. Webster decided something had to be done. He went to see the president of his old college, Yale, and showed him a manuscript. It was a spelling book based on American, not British, usages. Jefferson and Madison had already seen it and approved it heartily. Webster said his speller was only the beginning. He planned to follow it up with a grammar and then a reader. In his books, Webster told the president he wanted to do three things. He wanted to simplify and unify the language. He wanted to offer moral instruction to the young without burdensome language and pontificating tone. And finally, he wanted to promote a spirit of patriotism in American literature. The college president thought it over and then told Webster he was too modest. He shouldn't merely write books of instruction. He should set forth firm rules for the creation of a true American language. "You mean I should set myself up as an authority?" Webster asked. More than that, he was told, you must become the absolute lawgiver in language here in America. The result was Webster's book, A Grammatical Institute of the English Language. It was attacked from many quarters, but it was a success. Although still a poor man, this patriot spent his money traveling all up and down the country preaching Americanism. Then he began the monumental work that was to make his name a household word to this day, his Dictionary of the American Language. For 28 years, he labored night and day, slowly, painstakingly accumulating a compendium of American words and their use. In effect, he created the American language. It was official. It was proof to the world that America was different in every way. A true American literature could and would be built on Noah Webster's foundation. Webster's dictionary was a labor of love, a fierce love of country, and a determination to see to it that the new concepts of freedom were given voice in a new language, the language of free men.